we're in an email class now, and so I read a lot of emails from people, and I ask people at the beginning of the class, please put R, and this is the way it's written, capital R, /L. That's the, you know, that's the formal way to do it. You know, that's what it's called. So I ask people to put that with what they write in if they have a recording and listening practice. And people who do. They tend to do that. And the difference between the depth of practice of people who have a recording and listening practice as compared to the people who don't is obvious.
Wow.
So I just offer that as an encouragement to anybody who, you know, is really trapped in a world of listening to hateful voices drag them around through life, that I cannot say, I cannot encourage strongly enough, if you want to turn that around in a really quick way, get a recording and listening practice. Get in relationship with the mentor. Get in touch with the intelligence, the wisdom that animates all human beings. Get out of that conversation and conditioned mind. Get into the present. It is the fast track. So here are these classes that people can participate in where they're going to be coached by somebody really steeped in recording and listening practice to develop those skills. They're affordable. God knows we strive to make everything in this practice so affordable that truly children could do it if they wanted to with their babysitting money. So it's not, you know, this is not a sales pitch. This is a, if you're new to practice, if you are listening to voices that say, I hate the sound of my voice, or I don't know what that is, or I just don't get it, sign up for one of these classes and get past that. There's a whole wonderful world awaiting. There,
it's true,
it, Michael.
It's true. What you
said.
Yeah,
I mean, we wouldn't lie to people. There's bad karma in lying to people. And so we're not going to do that. But, you know, so, I mean, where I am in the class now, I bet not one person out of 20 that I'm responding to has a recording and listening practice. And again, when you read it, you'll see that people are just stuck in suffering that is unnecessary. So we're doing awareness practice here. Avail yourself of the tools of awareness practice. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What dropped in while you were talking is that I'm often amazed by the freshness of the response of the mentor that I could not see when I moved the recorder from the right hand to the left hand to hear the mentor's response. Something comes way out of left field that's really intelligent. I'm like, thank you. Thank you.
I get it. I didn't think of that. That's wisdom, being just coming directly from we know not where, and we don't even speculate. We just recognize that's the wisdom I've been seeking. It's available to us. It's kind. It's loving. It's intelligent. It's wise. It's ours for the taking.